to the second video podcast of 2012. I'm your host, Colin Receiver, and this episode today is going to be about why just doing web marketing and just doing advertisements simply isn't enough. And what we're going to cover on today's podcast is I'm going to show you the four critical elements that your web marketing must have to be successful in 2012 and beyond. And as a free gift to those that stay till the end of the podcast, there will be a special link that I will post up here at the bottom of the video to get a free copy of my latest book, How to Stay in Front of Your Patients Until They're Ready to Buy, The Authoritative Guide to Social Media and Drip Marketing for Dentists. Now, it's about 100 pages chocked full of great information, and I'll cover that later in more detail. But to summarize, this book contains the secrets. You know, I mentioned there's really four elements that you have to have with your web marketing to be successful. And most dentists and dental marketers are only doing the first step of the four to successfully attract and close new patients. This book contains the secrets of steps 2, 3, and 4 that we're using with our best clients and that successful dentists are using out there to successfully market online. So actually heading into the studio this morning, and had a tornado, a couple tornadoes come through the area yesterday. Actually lost power, had to leave the office about midday. So I'm hoping that when the power came back on, there's no damage. But this episode's going to be pretty short and sweet, because when I get in there, we're gonna have some things to tend to. So we'll dive right in here. So if you haven't tuned in before, I'm Colin Receiver. I've been a speaker, an author. I've been invited to be a columnist in some different magazines, The Profitable Dentist, Dental Town, Elite Doc Strategies. But most notably, I'm the founder of Smartbox Web Marketing, where, simply put, we get dentists more qualified patients in the niches that they have advanced clinical training. Now, the purpose of these video podcasts is to educate you about dental marketing and web marketing so that you can make an informed decision on what's best for you and your practice in this new dental economy. But enough about me. Here's what we're going to cover, those four critical elements that I mentioned before. The first one, visibility, aka the first date. And this is what most people know as the buzzwords, the tools that you use to be seen: SEO, pay-per-click, AdWords, local search, mobile optimization. You know, all those are just that. They're just tools that you use to get your practice seen. You know, lots of guys are spending tens of thousands of dollars on just this first step, never get results, and they never really, they're confused about what's going on, and they never realize that that's only the first of four steps that your web marketing must have to be successful. The second element is pre-qualification. And no, I'm not talking about pre-qualifying them for financing, but what I'm talking about is a way to make sure that your patients are educated and informed about how you can help them before they ever contact your office. And, you know, without pre-qualification, all your marketing simply drives you is a drove of phone calls and patients that, you know, there's a number of scenarios. They expect their insurance to cover everything. They expect their Medicare to pay for their implants, and they can't figure out why their veneers are an elective procedure. Whatever the case is, you have to pre-qualify your patients so that they know what to expect, how you can help them, and what their options are. And later on in this podcast, I'm going to show you how you can pre-qualify all of your patients so you don't waste your time with phone calls and consults that don't go anywhere. The third element is follow-up. If you're not following up with your prospects at least 10 times, just simply put, your large cases are going elsewhere. You know, just as you wouldn't walk onto a car lot and the first car you see, drop a check down and buy it, your patients aren't going to walk into your office and drop a big check down, you know, just the first time they see that they want veneers you know, some other implants or whatever the procedure may be, a larger case procedure. You know, I'm going to show you how in this presentation to automate the majority of your follow-up so that you can keep in touch with your prospects, the people that visit your website, for up to 2 years after they visit your website. And the fourth element is tracking. You know, the best marketing plan, the best laid plans are lost if you can't prove or disprove what you're getting for it. You know, you wouldn't invest, you wouldn't buy stocks or bonds. Let me rephrase. When you buy stocks and bonds and you invest, you know your cost basis and you know your profit and loss. Marketing is no different. You should know how much you invested, what your return was, and a method to exactly track, you know, what this got you, or more importantly, what this didn't get you. Because a lot of times you can go into a marketing campaign and simply trim the low-lying fruit that's not producing. And, you know, most marketing campaigns have successful aspects, but knowing what's really draining your fund and to trim that low-hanging fruit, you know, can take you from marginal to exceptional. So without further ado, let's jump right in to talk about the first element, the first date, as I called it, visibility for your practice. As I mentioned, these are the buzzwords. These are the tools that your web marketing campaign needs to get started. That's the first date. Your patients have to be able to find you. If they don't find you, the whole system breaks down. So your search engine optimization, your pay-per-click, your social media marketing, whatever search you're using, local search, mobile search, you have to rank in the top three of those search results. If you're not in the top three, you're simply not being found. Statistically, looking at where the traffic goes, the top three listings on any search are where everybody clicks. And that's where you want your practice to be at, to have, you know, the best visibility and the best amount of prospects coming into your funnel. Now, I'm not going to dive into specifics of each topic, how to do SEO, how to do pay-per-click. You know, that's a huge topic for each one, probably for a podcast of their own. But what I am going to say is, if you're putting all your eggs in one basket, if all you're doing is local search, if all you're doing is pay-per-click, you're not only missing out on a large amount of traffic, you're also putting your marketing in jeopardy. You know, you need to be spreading your eggs around in a couple different baskets, and you need to have a presence everywhere so that when a prospect searches for you, you are dominating the entire first page of the search results. Just having a single listing in the local search or a single organic listing, that's just not okay anymore. You know, the doctors that are dominating their area, they're doing local search and pay-per-click and organic search, and they've got a mobile site, and they've got all these different facets to their marketing campaign. When a prospect searches, they see their name everywhere. There's no choice in a patient's mind. That's who they click on. And, you know, with the internet and Google, more importantly, in this constant state of flux, you know, Google's constantly changing the rules, changing the game. You know, you have to have a web presence that covers all facets, because tomorrow Google might decide to release a panda update that yanks all of your reviews right out from under you, like they did with Demandforce last year. They might decide to release a panda update that strips you of all your organic search engine optimization. So if you're putting all your eggs into one basket, you know, then you have nothing when you lose one facet. The second item, the second element, is pre-qualification. So you've attracted the visibility, you've attracted the prospects through your visibility, and now you want to grab their attention and compel them to take some sort of action. They're on your website, what now? The first thing you have to do, like I said, is you have to grab their attention. you know, if you don't have an attractive, compelling reason for them to stay on your website, you've got 2 or 3 seconds, and they're going to make a decision to click back and keep searching somewhere else. You need to be answering your patients' questions. That's why they're searching. They're not searching to see a menu of the services you offer. They want to know how you can fix their problems. They want you to answer their question that they searched for. You know, patients don't search for, you know, dental implant, Atlanta, Georgia. You know, that's a good search term. But we don't see patients that are calling searching for broad terms like that. Once a patient is ready to call, they're searching for a much more granular search term. They have a long tail keywords, in the search box that they're searching for. They are searching for a dentist in Atlanta, Georgia that does dental implants. Now that is a search result you want to show up for. That is a person who has researched, they have been informed, they know what they want, and they're looking for a provider. And those are the kind of search terms that you want to be showing up for. But enough on that tangent. You know, you need to have some kind of offer, some kind of advertising lure that you can grab them and pull them in with. And, you know, the rule is talk 75% about them, 25% about you. Address their problems, and, you know, frankly, you'll become their hero. They will call you and look at you, look to you for their dental needs. You know, when you educate your prospects, when you inform them about what options are available, they become a better consumer of the services and of the dentistry that you have to offer. Another important aspect is you need a unique selling proposition, a USP, for your website. If your website carries the same message, you know, if you say you're the best cosmetic dentist, that's a completely overused message. If that is your USP, you know, that's something that's just been overplayed and is kind of like Kleenex versus tissues to consumers. You know, no longer do people ask for a tissue when they sneeze. They ask for a Kleenex. It's completely branded. So you want to have a unique angle on your market that people can identify with and can say, hey, that guy's different. He's got something that I want that nobody else has. And, you know, a good way to gauge whether you are unique or not, whether your slogan, your tagline, your practice is unique, is take your USP, your tagline, your slogan, and white out your practice name above it, and put your competitor's practice above your slogan, your USP. And if it fits, if it sounds okay with your competitor, then it's not unique. You are not unique if your competitor can use your slogan and it sounds okay. You know, how do you accomplish all this? How do you relay a message in a compelling way and grab their attention and hold their attention and then compel them to take action? Well, it's really a lot simpler than you might realize. You've got to have killer content and you've got to have great video. Consumers don't want to read, you know, text on a page. People these days have digital attention deficit disorder. And what that means is they want their answers right now. They don't want to wait. They don't want to have to read. They just want you to hand it to them on a silver platter. You know, if your website is just a bunch of text without video, if there's not any unique angle, unique content that's really reaching out and engaging your prospects, you know, they're clicking the back button and they're going somewhere else. You know, no longer is it okay to just have a dental website that just drives a lot of hits and clicks and you don't convert them into patients. You know, if quite frankly, if your phone doesn't ring, whatever you're doing, is a complete waste of time and money. You know, dentists are not Amazon.coms. They're not product-oriented companies. There's not a buy it now button on your dental website. So the way that you bring in new customers and the way that you bring in new sales is through the phone. And that needs to be the success metric that you are measuring your success by, is you know, what kind of phone calls you're receiving. The third element that you have to be successful online is follow-up. You might get found online. You know, your visitors might be compelled by your content. You might have great video and great content, but 85 to 95% of your visitors are not ready to take action the first time they find you. You know, what you need to do is you need to take baby steps with them by offering a free report, a special report, a white paper, a book. You can exchange for them, hey, I'll send you this free report. I'll send you my new book on the power of dental implants in exchange for their email address and their contact information. What this allows you to do is to give them some very valuable information that they can read to inform and to educate them. And it also allows you to reach out to them down the road so that you can contact them every couple weeks, once a month, for the next couple years and keep your name in front of them. You know, they've raised their hand. They've said, hey, I'm interested in what you do. Now you need to follow up with those people until they're ready to buy. Keep your name in front of them until they are ready to buy, just like the title of my book. So what can you do to keep your name in front of them? Well, you don't want to send them offers and coupons all the time. You know, they get enough advertising in the other facets of their life. What you need to be doing is building the relationship and building trust. And you can do this through email blasts, newsletters, autoresponders, social networks. You can send snail mail. You can send postcards, flowers, letters, candy. There's a million things that you can automatically send as follow-up pieces to these prospects, you know, so that you and your staff are free to actually do dentistry and not be managing this full-on fulfillment campaign doing follow-up. So as I mentioned, you know, the entry point to all this is your advertising lure. You have to have a good lure on your fishing pole to catch that fish. And your book, your ebook, your special report, whatever it is that you can dangle in front of them and say, hey, you know, bite this hook. We've got something really tasty here. That's the entrance to building your mailing list, to building your base of people that you can market to and stay in touch with. And again, once they opt in, automatically you can contact them once every couple weeks for up to 2 years and keep your name in front of them. And, you know, the same goes for Facebook. We see a lot of docs that, you know, they have Facebook and they have Twitter, and all they do is post updates, sometimes once a week, sometimes more than a couple times a day, and they haven't really pulled anything out of social networks. Well, you know, people are just overwhelmed with information these days. You know, from their own 200 friends on that social network to the advertising and the billboards and the TV and the radio and the mail they get, and let's not even start talking about the emails. You know, you have to have something unique and compelling that grabs their attention. And, you know, your Facebook page, again, you can offer this advertising lure to your prospects through your Facebook or Twitter page in exchange for them liking you. Hey, if you click like above, if you click follow us, we'll send you this free report valued at $97, $197, whatever you say the value of it is. That's not important. What is important is that you begin building a following on Facebook, on emails, that you can market to down the road, people that are interested and have opted in to get you to contact them. So the fourth and final element that you have to be successful is you have to track. You have to track everything. All your time and money is wasted if you can't definitively say what works and, really more importantly, what doesn't work. Here we've developed our own phone tracking solution called Zetetix, where we can tell you down to the penny how many phone calls you got, how many consultations you scheduled, how many case presentations, how many accepted treatment, and exactly how many dollars you collected from those patients that move forward with treatment. You know, there's a number of call tracking solutions out there. We've built ours customized to dentists and what dentists need. But whatever solution you go with, you need to make sure that you track. The way the system works is we give you a unique phone number to put in every advertisement that you have. These phone numbers ring right through to your front office. There's no call center. Your front office staff answers all the calls just as usual. But the phone numbers enable us to track what advertising piece that consumer called out of. We can record the call, and then we also send you the recordings and several different reports that show what you're getting from all of your advertising, down to the penny. You know, again, the consultations, the case acceptance to dollars produced. When you buy, like I said in the beginning of the presentation, when you buy stocks, when you buy bonds, when you invest, you know your cost basis. You know your profit or your loss. Your marketing shouldn't be any different. You know, when you buy stocks, when you buy bonds, when you invest, you know your cost basis, you know your profit, or you know your loss. And when you are marketing, it shouldn't be any different. Redo. When you buy stocks, when you buy bonds, when you invest money, you know your cost basis and you know your profit or your loss. And when you market, it shouldn't be any different. You should know exactly what you're getting and what works and what doesn't. So we've reached the end of the presentation. The four takeaways from this episode are the four elements that I've discussed. The visibility. With the web in this constant state of flux, you know, spread your eggs around to several baskets and dominate the search results when somebody searches for you. Be found on the web. Be found with your video, your social media, your Twitter, your Facebook, your Google Plus page, your LinkedIn profile. And all of these pages are going to add to your authority that you relay to your prospects, by dominating the search results. The second is pre-qualification. You know, your website and video have to have a compelling message, but you also need to weed out the tire kickers and the unqualifieds. You simply don't have enough time to talk to everyone. So target the niches that are more profitable in your practice and attract the patients that have cash in their pocket and can afford your services. The third element is follow-up. You know, the best visibility, the best video in the world isn't going to sell the big cases for you if you don't have a way to follow up and keep in touch with these prospects. The big cases aren't going to sell on the first call, on the first web visit, and you need to keep in touch and keep your name in front of these people. So, you know, through various methods, you can automate all of this and free up yourself and your staff to doing dentistry. And the fourth element is tracking. We did a study with one of our clients last year and found that about 70%, I think the actual number was 72%, of his new patients that came in over a three-month period had inaccurately wrote down where they actually saw his advertisement at. Sometimes we would look back and see that we had sent them a postcard, but they had actually called from the website phone number. It was the website that compelled them to call. Other times, the selection they marked, there wasn't any advertising going on. This particular doctor had a patient come in that had marked they had seen him on TV and he had not done any TV advertising in the past 12 months. So, you know, those how did you hear about us forms are as unreliable as, I guess, an eyewitness. You know, we've heard about how police say eyewitnesses are unreliable. You know, your mind plays games with you trying to remember some specific details like that. And I think that's kind of the same things we've seen with the intake forms. So as promised, those of you that stayed till the end of this episode get a free copy of my book, The Authoritative Guide to Social Media and Drip Marketing, How to Stay in Front of Your Patients Until They're Ready to Buy. And you can request that we send you the copy just here in the link below. This, you know, is my most recent book. It's 100 pages chocked full of valuable information, real case studies, examples of some drip marketing campaigns that we've run with some of our dentist clients. And best of all, you know, you can get a copy of it here today. I'll mail you a hard copy of it. Just simply go to the URL below and request that copy, and we'll get that mailed right out to you. So as promised, those of you that stayed till the end of the presentation are eligible to get a copy of my latest book, and there's going to be a link pop up at the bottom right about now. And if you just go to that link, you can get a copy, The Dentist's Guide to Social Media and Drip Marketing, How to Stay in Front of Your Patients Until They're Ready to Buy. And this is my latest book. It's 100 pages that's chock full of valuable information, real case studies, examples of some drip marketing campaigns that we've set up. You know, and best of all, it's available. We're making it available to everybody that was on this podcast for only $1. So simply just go to that URL below and we'll get a copy shipped out to you in the mail right now. You know, with just to sum up the presentation, with the internet in the constant state of flux, Google changing the game constantly and not letting us know how it wants to be played, make sure that you have a dominant internet presence and that you have your eggs spread around to several baskets. You know, you want to cover all the facets. Your prospects might find your videos, they might find your website, your social media page, your mobile website, your mobile app even. And the dentists who embrace this fundamental shift in how information is delivered, they embrace the technology, and more importantly, they answer the real questions that their patients are asking, are the ones that are, frankly, going to take the lion's share of the new patients. So that's it for today. Take care, and we'll see you next week. Thanks.